possibility.
I am Jesus from the Colors of Nature. I am in Auroville from 1993, and I am dedicated all these years to research in production in eco-friendly textiles through natural dyes.
How it begins?
I think all of us, we have the choice to work in whatever we think is in line with our thinkings, or to work for money. And then I try to find one activity is in line with what I'm thinking. And then I thought that one of the more biggest problems that today we have is the pollution. And then one of very important pollutions is the textile pollution. Not only when you apply the chemicals, also when you produce the chemicals to apply. And then also the raw materials to produce these chemicals is generating incredible amount of pollution. And also in the growing of the cotton is in incredible amount of pollution in pesticides and fertilizers, chemical fertilizers. I thought maybe something can be learned from the past knowledge, in this case in natural dyes. Starting in 1993, first, we are starting with all the dyes, more or less in the similar time. We thought indigo dye can be one alternative, because the alternative in the industry, synthetic indigo, is giving the same color, the same quality of color, the same fastness than the natural dyes. And then many years ago already we thought the natural indigo can be one alternative for the synthetic indigo of the industry. But we have many years the technical problems to produce denim fabric. But 2 years ago we break the last technical problems to produce ourselves our own denim fabric to make the jeans. And then in this regards, indigo has been successful. Now we have technology to make even in the big way the fermentation process for indigo dyeing in the industry. Indigo is, as I say, is the color that quickly we see that can be competing in quality and expectation in the mind of the people, meaning fastness, meaning durability of the color. You purchase one garment and it's nice for 1 year or 2 years, like chemical dyes. And then indigo we see many years ago that can be like that, mostly for jeans, because jeans, the fading away is the game. And then indigo is ideal for this because it's indigo. In the jeans is indigo also, synthetic indigo and natural indigo. Both of them is the same molecule, both of them have the same behave. From the beginning also we are starting to research how to do other colors, how to do red, how to do yellow, how to do brown, how to do violet. And then in these other colors we face, for more than 12 years, we face problems of fading away quickly. But 2-3 years ago, somebody giving us one clue of about with the use of alum. Before also we used alum for fixing. And then in the last 2 years has been a lot of improvements. January this year, 2008, where finally we mastering the use of alum. Most probably we are the only company in the world with this knowledge. And then now we are able to fix very well the alum and the quantity of alum that we want. And then giving us the possibility of very strong colors, reds, purple, violets, yellows, browns, and with very high fastness, very similar to chemical dyes. An incredible palette of colors and very brilliant colors. We thought for many years that this is impossible, and then has been a big surprise even for us. We are still flipping about. Chemical dyes, they use a lot of sal, common sal and other salts. And then the more bigger problem of the chemical dyes is this sal, and also the rest of the chemical dye after dyeing is remaining there. And then these things together, the sal and the water and the balance of chemical dyes, is going to the wastewater. Many of these chemical dyes, they are not biodegradables. In the last years, there has been pressure to them, and they implement water purification systems. And then they manage to clean very well the water. I don't know if you can drink from this water after it's clean, but very clean water is coming out of these systems. But they take all this no biodegradable rest of the dimes and sell out. Where are they going to put them? Any place that they put them, it's going to rain and it's going to go to the same place, to the aquifers and to the rivers. It's no solution. It's no solution for this. It's no technical solution for this. The only solution can be handling in the same way it's handled the nuclear waste, meaning putting them insulate from the environment in salt mines underground or in containers, but it's so huge the quantity that this is, if they doing this, the garments is going to be out of price, and then they don't do it, and then they make the theater that they clean the water, and it's, yes, it's clean, they clean the water, but they don't clean the environment, they continue making the environment polluted. Natural dyes, and the way that we do in the natural dyes, as I say, indigo, the water you continue using for hundreds of years. And then the only thing that you need to do is the washing of the cotton, take care. Take care of using organic biodegradable soaps, and then with one small water purification system to give enough time to the bacteria to digest these soap biodegradables, they becoming neutral for the environment. And the use of alum is very easy to neutralize with lime, meaning alum is aluminium and is one salt of aluminium and sulfuric acid. And then the sulfuric acid combined with lime making plaster of Paris. And then it's becoming neutral for the environment. And then in this regard, yes, we have water purification system, and our water purification system is working because the products that we're using is biodegradable. If you're using no biodegradable products, you don't possibly clean the water, but if you're using biodegradable products, it's no problem. And then you need to always, if you want to don't have pollution, you need to know what you're doing. When you do these things of organic or whatever, also the social aspect is in the same sack. And then from the beginning, we are pioneers also in Auroville and pay the minimum wages to the salaries, to the customer, to the workers, providing and then maternal leave, insurance. Before is obliged to have insurance. We have insurance to our workers. Meaning from the beginning, I have very strong that the first benefit of all this need to be for the workers, and if it's something left for Auroville. I think in meaning all the religions, they pray to Jesus Christ, or they pray to Mohammed, or they make meditation. I find nonsense in the sense of the prayer need to be the 24 hours. The prayer is what you do, the choices you're making. All of us, we have the opportunity in the earth to choose to doing correct things. Maybe our salary is in compromise, meaning our high salary, meaning maybe we don't earn hundreds of thousands of rupees or big salaries, but we have this choice.
To live in Auroville, one must be a willing servitor of divine consciousness, the Mother. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.